This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The nations are gathering and it is not for peace. We watch as Yeshayahu foretold a storm brewing around Sion, a point of contention, a stone that stumbles the world. For generations, Yerushalayim has been the prize, coveted by empires who seek not to dwell within her walls in peace, but to diminish her, to divide her, to sever the covenant people from their inheritance. Do not mistake this for coincidence. Do not dismiss it as mere geopolitical maneuvering. This is a spiritual battle, a reckoning ordained from before the foundation of the world. They speak of diplomacy, of peace processes, but the heart of Edom beats beneath the flags of these nations. They seek to control the narrative, to dictate terms, to establish a false ownership over what rightfully belongs to Yahuwah. Each decree concerning the mount of the house, each restriction imposed, each attempt to alter the status quo is not about preserving peace. It is a chipping away at the very foundation of our faith. It is the spirit of Haman, the one who seeks to utterly destroy and cause to cease, at work in the nations. We see the lion roaring from the east, flexing its economic might, a desperate attempt to assert dominion. The eagle descends from the west, wielding political influence, seeking to maintain its grip on a fracturing world order. Persia feels the dragon's breath, a pressure mounting from forces unseen. And Edom's venom, as always, poisons the wastes of civilization, sowing discord and reaping chaos. These are not isolated events. They are threads woven into a tapestry of judgment, a tightening noose around the neck of a rebellious world. Obadiah spoke of Edom's pride, their dwelling in the heights, their arrogance leading to ruin. We are witnessing the fracturing of that dominion now. The illusion of strength is crumbling, the iron will is being broken. The sword is drawn against Edom, not by any single nation but by the weight of its own corruption, by the consequences of generations of deceit and oppression. They build alliances on shifting sands, seeking to secure their future, but Yahuwah has declared their end. But within this upheaval, within this gathering storm, there is another movement stirring. Scattered Israel, the remnant of Jacob's seed, is awakening. We see a growing movement towards self-sufficiency, a turning away from the Babylonian systems that have held them captive for so long. It is a slow, often unseen process, but it is gaining momentum. Yirmiyahu prophesied of an exodus, not from a single land, but from a way of life. An exodus from dependence, from assimilation, from the false idols of this age. This is not a call to isolation, but to autonomy, to reclaim the skills, the knowledge, the traditions that have been lost or suppressed, to cultivate the land, to build communities founded on covenant principles, to raise families rooted in truth. The reports speak of initiatives sprouting across the diaspora, agricultural projects, educational networks, alternative economies, all signs of Israel preparing to stand on their own feet, to become the oil and the lamb, a source of sustenance and sacrifice unto Yahuwah. This preparation is not merely practical, it is deeply spiritual. It is a recognition that true security does not come from earthly alliances or economic power, but from a renewed covenant with Yahuwah. It is a turning back to the ancient paths, to the wisdom of the prophets, to the unwavering faith of our ancestors. The world will continue to stumble over Tzion. They will continue to seek to divide and conquer. But Yahuwah remains sovereign. He is the potter and we are the clay. He shapes the nations according to his will and he will ultimately restore Israel to their rightful place. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the signs, proclaiming the truth, and calling all who will listen to prepare for the day of Yahuwah. This is not a time for complacency, but for repentance, for prayer, and for unwavering faith. The hour is late, but Yahuwah's promises endure. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.